good day to all my relations. Join with me, Bear Medicine Walker, to create a sacred hoop of healing energies. We all imprint on life, whether we are aware or not. So why not in positives? Let us gather together to help create the change and make a difference, sending our prayers upon the sacred winds to the Creator and the ancestors, gathering in like mind and spirit as we walk the human to raise vibrations and send healing out to the universe in positives. We can make a difference if we will only allow it. A short time ago, verbally, someone attacked the fact that I had created crosses in my jewelry line, told me basically that I had disrespected them and my native roots. And for whatever reason, this came into my thoughts this day. As I sat during my morning prayers and thought, I also thought of all the world religions, the conflicts that accompany them, mankind that try to control them, and the people that follow them, and the violence that has occurred in faith and Creator God's name. In other words, the man in religion. It is of my opinion that if someone connects to God Creator, a higher power, by whatever name they label this connection with, if it is in positives, if it is in the following the basic teachings of honesty, truth, love, respect, humility, wisdom, and courage, or as I know them, the seven grandfather teachings, it is a good thing that is occurring. In many cultures and societies, there are talismen and relics, symbols and ways to do so. Whether it is done with the assistance of a cross or a medicine wheel has never made a difference to me. It's all about faith. Faith in self. Faith in the higher power. I look to examples of holy men and women of history. I look to the visionaries, the prophets, and the peacekeepers, and what do I see but the fact that all walked a path of faith. They were often ridiculed, often made examples of in accordance to mankind's perspective, as they were often viewed as threats. For what was it that they wanted? They are examples of free will and choice, of love, and again, the basic foundations that humankind should be following. Greed and power is not what they sought, and this fact was present within all tribes, clans, societies, and cultures. They merely sought balance and love, love for all things sacred, to help people find the same peace and balance, to appreciate the simple things in order to experience life in positives. So for those of us that walk in the here and now, while also stepping in the in-between, life is at times a difficult path, and yet it is what we have contracted to do. When experiencing all the negatives that the world can throw at us, we must remember to stand strong as our ancestors did. We must allow the grace and dignity that has been bestowed to us to shine through. We must extend healing prayers, thoughts, and insights to even more people, like a small stone causing a ripple that goes wide on a pond or a lake. No matter what place you are in or what color of skin you may have, what language you speak, or what label has been placed upon you, you need to remember we are here as peacekeepers, prophets of positives, and we must answer that call every moment of every day. We must stand and be that rainbow warrior of light and strength, honoring the Creator God, the Great Mother Earth, and all that is sacred. For we all walk as one, and we all walk with many ancestors by our sides. And without us, the world would be lost. So stay strong, stay in your faith, and walk forward in knowing we do make a difference, even if we touch but one person's soul this very day. Blessings to you all. Metakyu Oisin. Bear out.